Jerusalem's King, February 9. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. From the crest of Olivet, Jesus looked upon Jerusalem. Fair and peaceful was the scene spread out before him. The rays of the setting sun lighted up the snowy whiteness of its marble walls and gleamed from golden gate and tower and pinnacle. The perfection of beauty it stood, the pride of the Jewish nation. What child of Israel could gaze upon the scene without a thrill of joy and admiration? But far other thoughts occupied the mind of Jesus. When he was come near, he beheld the city, and wept over it. Amid the universal rejoicing of the triumphal entry, while palm branches waved, while glad hosannas awoke the echoes of the hills, and thousands of voices declared him King, the world's Redeemer was overwhelmed with a sudden and mysterious sorrow. He, the Son of God, the Promised One of Israel, whose power had conquered death and called its captives from the grave, was in tears, not of ordinary grief, but of intense, irrepressible agony. His tears were not for himself. He wept for the doomed thousands of Jerusalem, because of the blindness and impenitence of those whom he came to bless and to save. Though rewarded with evil for good, and hatred for his love, he had steadfastly pursued his mission of mercy. Never were those repelled that sought his grace. But Israel had turned from her best friend and only helper. The pleadings of his love had been despised, his counsels spurned, his warnings ridiculed. When Christ should hang upon the cross of Calvary, Israel's day as a nation favored and blessed of God would be ended. As Christ looked upon Jerusalem, the doom of a whole city, a whole nation, was before him, that city, that nation, which had once been the chosen of God, his peculiar treasure. The long-suffering of God toward Jerusalem only confirmed the Jews in their stubborn impenitence. Her children had spurned the grace of Christ.